what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it through our week off, and you've made it back to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm the poet extraordinaire, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, he's the man behind the voice. He is Michael Amade.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I could get used to sitting here every Friday night.
You know, I think we might want to look into that. That sounds like something that would be a lot of fun, actually.
I missed doing the show last week. I really did.
Oh, man. You know, JT and I, we went and got in a little bit of trouble.
What?
Last Friday. Yeah, we did. You want to tell him what we did, JT?
Well, on his left-hand side, please welcome the man with the story about trouble. He is the Half Squatch.
Man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, what I really... I should preface this with there's an ambulance involved.
Yeah.
There was a rock slide.
A rock slide.
A blizzard.
A blizzard. There were.
Like not the one from Dairy Queen, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
There were fish.
Yep.
There were Amish carjackers, which was really weird because they just took a horse up, and then. I'm not really not going to go into details because we're kind of swart because there's a pending investigation.
Yeah.
There was something with a bunch of water buffalo and 10,000 gallons of peanut butter.
Yep.
Why wasn't I involved with this? This sounds right up my alley.
It kind of, I know it does.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened.
Oh.
You know, it's one of those things where you leave for the night thinking it's just going to be a nice, easy evening, and you end up with, you know, three Polynesian hookers and a priest, and you're wondering what's going on.
Yeah, there you go.
Every Friday, if I'm not doing this show.
All right. So I got to say, I was listening to a sports talk radio station on my way in, and our advertisements for our advertisers are not that bad. I was listening to the guy do a live promo for a car company, which I'm not going to name the car company, and he literally dropped this. The indicator lights are so big that Stevie Wonder could see them.
Whoa!
And I'm like, did he just really say that over live public airways?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we know there's the people who put on the radio. I mean, they'll just put anyone loudmouth on the radio.
There you go.
What are you saying?
So, we do have three sponsors to help us put on the show. First one is Nature Box. If you want to eat healthy, and who doesn't? Even Stephen Wonder wants to eat healthy. You're going to want to check out Nature Box. It's gluten-free, GMO-free, sugar-free, but it's not sucker-free at all.
Sucker-free.
And it's definitely not free. So check them out, naturebooks.com. They help us put on the show.
No, not course, Nature Books, Nature Box.
Box.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just clarifying that.
All right.
Nature Box, just make sure you Google it. Don't just type in the URL.
And if you want something signed by Stevie Wonder, you're going to want to check out HollywoodMemorabilia.com.
I don't know how you'd know if it's really his or not.
I don't know either.
Well, I mean, how do you verify? How do you actually verify?
There's a certain level of trust when it comes to
fandom. There is. And, you know, Stevie Wonder is actually, is he referred to as a national treasure? Because I absolutely see him as one.
He is.
Man, he's just so incredible.
I'm just using that as a bridge because of the mention I made on the...
Anyway. Oh, no, that's for sure. That's for sure.
So.
Stevie Wonder would be great. An autograph by him would be something that I would treasure for a lifetime.
It would be. And, of course... So you're going to want to check that out at HollywoodMemorabilia.com. Also, KNetBooks.com, help us put on the show. And, you know, if you want to read Stevie Wonder's biography, I'm sure they probably have an extra copy laying around. Check them out. It's actually a textbook library that you basically send away, get the book, use it, and send it back to them.
It's actually really an incredible thing. That way, it really gives me things to try to impress girls with at bars. You know, I read the first two chapters to sound like I know something, and then I basically just do the thing that guy in Good Will Hunting does and just try to get impressive.
I can see that working for you.
All of my knowledge is very surface level. I know the surface of a lot of things. I'm like an oil spill.
You are like an oil spill, my friend.
Able to be cleaned up by dawn.
And out the door.
All right. So we do have some rules that we go by here. Obviously, it's not for our advertising, but we do want 1 to 3 minute long poetry.
Woohoo!
We want it free of the F-bomb. We want it free of any hate speech. Mm-hmm. If you go over the time limit, of course, we will let you go if you have a good flow going. I don't think we've ever really stopped anybody due to time limit.
I think
limit.
We stopped that one guy who was doing a poem about his dog, and it was just not a good poem about a dog. You know, Steve Jonka really throws down with the dog poetry.
Yeah. No, and
this was not a good
one. It's hard to compare
one.
To Steve Jonka when you do dog poetry at all.
Right. I mean, you can only rhyme bone and alone so many times.
I guess we've been shown. Anyway, so
it's going to be that kind of show, man.
We're back on the air. You're going to want to call 720-240-9766 or use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
That's 720-240-9766.
What rhymes with bone? Well, at the Hall of Justice, we are live.
Yeah.
And
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm playing freestyle over here.
Yes. He's throwing down a freestyle. He's doing a rap battle with our producer in between segments.
There's just really long awkward pauses. I'm just like, I flow rhymes like the rivers on the Serengeti. You're over there eating mom's spaghetti.
like I was a spider.
Like if I kept rapping like this, could I be any whiter?
Yeah, actually, you're good.
Yeah, yeah,
just keep
going. Oh, Lord help us all. God, we should not take a week off because we are really crazy.
I
the
don't
first
know, man.
Week back
I had a lot of fish. You know, I'm feeling really, my brain's just.
I had some fish too this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. And some of it was cooked too. Anyway, we do have five callers ready to go for you. That was not an After Dark comment. Thank you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I know. You just tend to go swimming for no reason at all.
I had sushi. Thank you. All right.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a blue whale thing. You jump in the water and something ends up in your mouth.
Oh.
All right. So we do have five callers lined up for you. Our first caller is from New York. Please welcome Lorraine.
Hello. Quick question. Are we doing a theme tonight?
We're not doing any themes. We're just open for poetry.
We are strongly, Lorraine, for you specifically, we're encouraging something about penguins and politics.
Penguins?
And politics.
I love penguins.
Yeah.
No, I love penguins. I love them. Okay. Here we go. I'm doing Packin', also known as Annie Oakley's Bragging Rights.
All right.
Yeah, I'm packin'. Need you ask? You know that I'm up to the task. I'll blow a hole right through that door using this old 44. Yeah, I'm packin'. Want some more? This same scene doesn't really scare me. If I were you, I wouldn't dare me. Because I can use my feminine wiles to avoid some nasty trials. Lawyers are friends, the kind I need. I show them a reason, they show me their greed. Money talks, you know what walks. So I'll be leaving. Stop your grieving. Save it for some other time. One more high five since you're still alive, and I'll be moving down the line. The end.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I put a little ammo in there, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of like the fact that you chose someone out our direction to commemorate with your poetry.
Well, thank you. And, yes. You know, I have a lot of serious stuff, but I also have a whole bunch of cock-a-poo-poo here that's piling up.
That's pretty much my poetry, too. I'm with you.
That's
cock-a-poo-poo.
Well,
no,
you might need to handle that.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I do. I think you're wonderful, and you write beautifully. So, you know, I guess we're in some kind of a competition here with all of us calling in and all of us listening and those who perceive and those who don't perceive what we're trying to express. I'm sure there are a lot of people that don't get this and some people that will, and, you know, you laugh. Thank you.
No, we're not in competition. This is about expounding upon poetics and encouraging other people to write and share.
We don't compete at anything other than everything else besides this show.
Yes.
Everything else. The baseballs, the baskets.
Oh, man. I walk in, I'm like, guess what, guys? My feet are still bigger than yours.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it happens. It's pretty
true. I won't comment. I'm going to say that.
You know what? I just could be wearing large shoes. No one knows.
We're going into a second hour tonight?
We're going to be doing as many segments as needed.
9 hours.
As many as we can.
Yeah, 9 hours. We're doing a telethon.
You keep inviting poets, we'll stay here till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to start inviting a lot more.
What?
Go forth and let the poets know.
Did you just admit to a lack of effort, Lorraine?
Well, I've been a little slack, I admit. You know, other things have taken time. But
every time I dress up, I have to slack.
I'm going to concentrate on this, and I promise you that. And I'm going to get more people into calling the show because I think it's wonderful. And,
awesome.
And I look forward to it. So I know if I do... There's got to be other people, you know.
Just
like
as weird as you out there.
At least one.
Anyhow, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Okay, thanks so much.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know,
I have not said that phrase in forever, it seems like.
Yeah, I know. It's been 2 weeks. Hey, you know Uptown Funk?
Yeah.
It's going to give it to you.
That's bad.
This is me trolling my own radio show.
No, I have to say, I was talking with a coworker of like, you know, I tried to quit speaking in song lyrics, but it's such a hard habit to break.
I've been enjoying Twitter. I love that. No, that's good. That's good, actually. No, I've been experimenting, doing a lot of stuff with Twitter, and the 146 characters is really difficult. I mean, I'm not, no joke aside.
No,
I thought it was 144.
That's 146.
I've only got 140. Maybe they limit it to for
it's me. 140. What am I talking about? It's 140. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I've got 123 characters to work with, you know.
I feel like just going, you know, it's hard for me to speak here on Twitter because as a writer, I'm incredibly verbose and just end up there.
Yeah, all right. So we do have another special caller lined up. This one from Pennsylvania. Please welcome someone very close to our family. She is Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I am doing very good. Better now that I'm hearing your voice.
And how you doing, Michael and JT? You guys are all together tonight.
We are. We're happy that you're here too, Ellie. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael. We missed the show last week, but J. Todd and I are always playing Words with Friends, and I keep up with everything.
Oh, you know what? There was no show last week. We did the best of. That's why you were able to beat me a couple of games last weekend.
Excuses, Jay Todd. That's what's going on.
She destroys me. She'll score like 450 points, and I'll be like at 250 going, how did she score over triple word score every move she did?
I'm pretty good at that. I'm tough to beat. I don't know. I've been playing Scrabble for too long with my husband. So.
Yeah, you know, any poet out there that wants a challenge, you friend Ellie through Facebook on our website, and you take her on at Words with Friends. If you can beat her, you're a better person than I am.
I will say, be careful, though. I've heard, Ellie, that you are a Scrabble shark.
Yes, she is.
I don't know. Is that good or bad? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm sure it's good for you. I just wonder about everybody else.
Well, listen, I promised my son I'd give a shout-out tonight. He has a band in California.
Oh, cool.
And the whole band is listening tonight.
What band is it? And do they have music we could play on the air?
Oh, well, it's that, what is it? What you call a cover band?
It's called
The Black Sheep. It's called The Black Sheep.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a cover band, rock band, but I don't know if they recorded anything yet. They're probably all going to kill me for saying that.
Hey, you know
You know what? Black Sheep, if you guys are on Facebook at all, contact me, facebook.com/jtoddunderhill, and we'll talk about getting some music for the show.
And I'm going to throw this out there, just in case you didn't know this, Black Sheep. It was, up until recently, it was really difficult to legally put up covers and things on YouTube and all of that. They've just now opened it up. If you go on CD Baby and look it up.
Oh, yeah. They have their music up on YouTube. I know that for sure.
Then I'll look them up. It's all right.
So my son's name is Alex Bashoff, and I promised him I'd give a shout-out.
Wonderful.
Hi, Alex and the gang. How are you guys?
Okay. Hey, right, they heard us.
They heard us. That was amazing.
Anyway, I've got a poem tonight about waiting for spring. I thought that was kind of apropos.
All right.
Okay. It's called Waiting in the Wings. Spring is ever hope eternal, waiting asleep neath winter's chill, as snowflakes fall upon her bed of lilac dreams, a meadow green. Silence of the songbird singing, spring is ever hope eternal. Winds of winter hide the promise of zephyr's warmth, caressing hour. Be still, listen, hear the silent, prayerful hope whispering the truth. Spring is ever hope eternal. Foretell the ice-crowned barren trees. Neath the twilight eve of wishing, a full moon waiting in the wings, her beaming glow always knowing, spring is ever hope eternal.
I love your words. I love the way you
present
them. I like all the poets that present here, but Ellie, it's been very special having you be a part of our show for as long as you have.
Oh, it's nice that, well, Dennis, I think, is from day one, but I think I got in there on day two. So.
You know, I was actually keeping track. I was cutting up shows. You were show three, he was show two.
And is that right?
Yeah, we loaded up show one with a bunch of friends and family just as an example of how things should go, and then it just slowly picked up from there.
Oh, that is so cool. And now, let's see, this past November, it was 3 years, right?
3 years this past November. We've been officially an independent broadcast longer than we were with the KZKO.
Oh, yeah.
Much love to Robert and the family. We just needed to do things our own way and find our own path. We just needed to be able to prove that the concept would work.
Yeah, this is all working out.
You know, Ellie, we don't fit in. We're not good with bosses and stuff.
We're the black sheep of radio.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I use that wool to make all my clothes.
Oh, my son's going to love that, I'm telling you.
Ellie.
Well, listen, guys. Oh, God. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say thank you for calling our show. I hope you call back for the return engagement.
Absolutely. All right, guys. I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. That was Ellie on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Yeah, it was.
So, you know, I like the Black Sheep. I'm sure I'll like their music, too. But I'm a member of the All Sheep Matters group.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally get it.
I'm just sitting back looking at him right now. JT is about ready to just like...
Anytime they like use the word black, it's like my boss walks up to me, he's like, careful, there's black ice out there. I'm like, all ice matters.
Oh, you're so not racist that it starts borderlining on bad humor like that? Okay. Yeah that so, figures. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Awkward. All right. Pause.
So, no, I was trying to figure out what's going on with us.
Good luck, man.
Yeah. I've been wondering that for years.
Actually, no hyperbole, I actually retired a psychiatric ward at Children's Hospital in 1991. Boom! Beat that one. They all left.
Haven't done that.
Thank you very much. It was only until a few weeks later I realized I wasn't in a hospital at all. I was in an abandoned building.
Oh. Wow, that must have been some really good shirt.
No, that part I was totally kidding about. That didn't
happen. All right. So we do have a caller from all the way across the pond. Please welcome Titus.
Good day, Jay Todd.
Good day. Good morning or
good evening.
Well,
yes, I'm brilliant now. Yes,
it's all a matter of perspective, my friend.
Yes. Let's say we're in the middle of it, between each. Anyway, it's nice to be on. Yes. I wasn't in a fit state last week, so just as well you wasn't broadcasting last week. So it's back to full power now.
Awesome.
I've got a poem. It's called Love in the Highest. I tend to forget sometimes how it all started, really, because going through the black period that I did, It was always to do with love, and I think for about 10, 15 years, that's all I wrote was love poetry. So I've, for the first time, I'm broadcasting a dedication to my wife. It's called Love in the Highest, and it's a reverse abecedarian. Zenith, the highest point to which furthest you can go, what my faith has surely seen, Zylot, you have sweetened with the once keen woman of my dreams. Love, it has a surface of viewing her this welcome, love's attribute. Under this gaze I can but reach for always taking her, without forgetting how so cute she is. The promise of good things, God says, remember, he does listen, but it is without question, to answer first with its time delays. Perhaps where love's concerned, little doubt, of each occasion their hearts are hovering. Nonchalantly, where doubt will roam, I feel, may be confidence assured without bothering. Let us determine the well-meaning man, real, kindly theories relate to these actions close, joined with a well-intended reason to compare. In depth, the true of man, by what he shows, helps understand the woman for she to care, give plenty, how a material wealth is taken fairly. Since love has become within, received endless words I would consider will awaken, defining death and dreams, if to believe, because you love runs deep, is unending to conceive whereabouts, where you go, she will attach herself to you by love's following until. That's it.
The line that stuck out in that is, with each occasion, their hearts are hovering.
I've decided that poem is going to be the first in my book on a love poem that I should publish.
Beautiful.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
I liked it.
I'll be hearing you both, and I'll try to ring next week as well.
All right. I thank you, Titus, and you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, and you too. Thank you. Bye.
That was Titus on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Where did it go from Titus?
Well, you know, I have a hunch.
All right.
I think he's such a talented poet, and there are talented poets all around the world. But
there
one
are.
Place I know for a fact has someone talented enough, I think we should go to Michigan.
Well, Michigan's got it in the water. Let's go ahead and bring in Dennis from Michigan.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I you guys. I think we all did.
Dennis, we're having a little bit of a cell issue. Is there any way you can turn towards the tower, like have a direct line?
I will do my best.
All right.
All right. Well, I just ordered my fee of the two books by JT, and I'm looking forward to being delivered. I suggest everybody else go ahead and run out the order soon before they run out.
Yeah.
I really do think they should check out the Haiku Master book. We appreciate that, Dennis. Thank you.
Yes, I think that everybody should review them and make them a number one bestseller for poetry
in the haiku the haiku niche, which I'm sure is super competitive.
There are
other haikus out there, haiku books out there.
I know they're there. Are people buying them is the question.
Good luck with that, but I'm glad I ordered copy.
Hey, thank you, Dennis. That's really awesome. It means so much to have your support. I'm sure JT is really excited to know you'll have one.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, it's sure good selling, too. We appreciate her being back in the radio. I know she does a lot, but her voice is always welcome at this show.
Dennis, the connection is really bad. We can do this live. Can you hang up and call us right back, and maybe we'll get a better connection?
I will do that.
All right.
Okay, so... Should we just...
we'll stall. Basically... Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
I need theme music while I'm talking. Well, actually, I do. There you go. It's been a crazy week. I had that little miniature... I wouldn't even call it a podcast. It was just something to fill the time between shows where I was reading people's poetry and my own poetry as a start to your everyday. called Coffee with Underhill. And Dennis was one of the ones I covered for my... I did of my original and one of my covers.
Yeah.
And it was an honor. And I did one for Philip, too. And we just go right to Dennis and try and bring him back on. Dennis, are you with us, my friend?
Yes, I am. I hope I have a better connection this time.
It is slightly better, yes.
It's quite a bit better. We can still hear tinges of it, but it's much better than before.
All right. Well, I will proceed with my poem.
All right.
I have a poem this evening, The Breath of God. Breath of God across this sphere, birds travel, tides throughout the atmosphere, wispy, whistly voyagers, pushing around the cumuli, lifting tight a touched string. Birds through it deftly fly, carrying far the summer sting. Please be aware, they can get mean, destroying each in its path. Aftermath displays horrids, manifested vision of its wrath. But God, man is not with us. Fragile lungs would soon expire. Thanks God for the deceptive gifts, fuel to lift the gift of fire. The end.
Well done, my friend. Very well done. I like your writing.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you allowing me to share some of my humble words.
It's always an honor to have you on our show, and I hope you call back for the return engagement.
I will try, and I'll leave you right now with a God bless.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
That's so weird.
It is.
Dennis, just in case you're listening.
Or if you're listening to the rebroadcast.
If you're listening to the rebroadcast. Man, it's so strange. You're completely clear. You start reading, and then something starts happening with your phone connection. And then the moment the poem's over, it's fine again.
Yeah, that was the strangest. I think the NSA is involved somehow. I'm totally kidding. Both my producer and
I was like, no strings attached? Like, what is that?
Maybe the NPA, National Poet.
Yeah. By the way, I'm starting that.
Sorry, couldn't
I'm starting. I'm a bunch of guys in black suits who go around and talk about poetry.
We'll be the MIF, the Men in Fedoras.
Ooh. You mean the FBI? Or the CBF? Or the BFF?
WTF. Okay.
You know what's awesome? I was trying to lead you to that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be.
All right. So, we do have one more caller, and he's a brand new caller to the show.
Yeah.
Please welcome to our family, he is Ian from Georgia. Ian, are you on the line?
Hello. I'm all right. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the show.
Well, thanks. I was really honored just to get recognized. So people have said stuff before, you know, about my poetry, but just to meet you is like, oh, wow.
No worries. So you heard about the show. I actually contacted you on Writer's Cafe. I read one of your pieces, and I'm like, hey, this would sound great on the show. And I sent you a link to our website. Thank you for giving it a try, at least. If you like it, come on back. If you don't like it, shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah. I think it's really great. Like, I didn't check the site out, you know, but too much. But, I mean, just, you know, I saw the homepage and I looked at it. And I was like, wow, this is really neat. You know, it gives people a chance to, you know, read their stuff and get it out there.
By Jove, he got it.
Yeah. He understands our theory. All right.
You understand me through and through, my friend.
Hell yeah. So, I don't know if you want me just to read it, or you want to talk about it after that, or?
Well, no. Go ahead and read your poem, and then we can go in a little more in depth.
Stick at it or whatever. Okay. So the one that you requested is called "Empty Soul," and it goes this way. I'm just pulling it up. It says, "Empty soul of the night, you come upon me in the light, declaring your ways of good and evil, makes my insides confused and feeble. Brightness shining through the soul appears to people to make me whole. Seeping anger all around, my heart pumps a thudding sound. It rises up and then goes down until it's ready for another round. Justice sits on the other side, voicing itself in all its pride. It gives clarity to the right and wrong, partnering with anger to make a song. It stirs inside me a voice of power, breaking the bar of norms. Chains melt and people cry as they walk out of the plague of lies. Others condemn and say, there's no way. This should never be preached. Go away. A lack of understanding is division between the souls, the work of the beast as he unfolds. Preaching from love and soundness of mind, fullness of spirit as one abides. Yet, maybe anger disintegrating love is the trouble within my core. A miry clay winding in my soul until I throw it up and it sounds like scold. Should boldness be lack inside a man preaching the gospel from land to land? Meaning and virtue must be rekindled to uplift society in the middle. Gather the sticks and branches you see, light them on fire, and one flame will be. What, after all, separates you from me?
Ian, that line about misunderstanding dividing between souls, I know I mentioned this in the comment too, that one struck a chord with me. Just because we're all different people and we come from different backgrounds doesn't mean that I can't take the time and understand you and understand where you're coming from. We may not agree, but, you know, that's what life's about, getting to know people from different perspectives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but one thing about myself is there's different cultures. I love culture, but I don't try and let anything separate me from people or about who they are. But in high school they said, we can all agree to disagree, but sometimes just that in itself kind of doesn't work out, you know? But just, you know, being able to look at a person and understand them for who they are, is a big part of who I am. I mean, we can easily misjudge a person or judging isn't what we're supposed to do. So, like, you know, just taking things, we assume that will get us in trouble. So, you know, and just hearing a person out, you know, like just hearing about who they are rather than assuming, you know, like, I've been able to, while I was talking with a friend, I was saying about, we can easily assume a way a person is, and, we classify them through tests and capabilities and such, and say, well, you're good at this, and you can do that, and really, you know, who I am today or who someone else is, you know, right now, we don't know their life history from the past, and, you know, like, there's a part of me, there's a part of my story I can share, and you'll be like, oh, wow, but you didn't know that, but that's what shapes us, you know, like, we don't know that past, but when we look at someone in the present, and we only know what we see, and, you know, and what we're looking at, you know, we can misjudge or misunderstand, so it's always important to hear a person, and it just, I mean, when you hear a person, then you get to know their heart.
Yes.
And, anyways.
Ian, I got a couple of questions for you. We normally ask, how do you hear about the show? I kind of let it out that I contacted you on Writer's Cafe. So
yeah, yeah.
One of my questions is, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old, and I'm actually about to have my birthday in April, so I'll be 27 pretty soon.
Beautiful. 27 is a good age, actually. And is this your first time doing spoken word art anywhere publicly, or is this have you done it before?
Well, there was back at home in Ohio. I read something that we had an open mic, so just in my hometown, I read something and actually had a friend, you know, she liked what I read, but I haven't actually gone to like any kind of public thing like this and read any of my work. You saw my work on the Writer's Cafe, and I have a couple other places where I posted my work online, but I've never actually read it publicly.
I think you should do it more often.
Except for at home, yeah.
I think that's something you should do more often. Are you going to call us back for the return engagement at the end of the show?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll call you back and then...
Correct. Are you listening to us live on the Mixler stream?
Oh, actually, not right now. I'm not connected to the internet right now, so...
Okay. If you get connected on the internet, we announce when the return engagement starts, and then you can call back in for a second swipe at it with a different poem, okay?
Yeah, you want me to do that tonight yet?
If you'd like to. It's totally up to you.
Oh, okay.
Pick your favorite poem that you've written. All right?
All right.
I thank you, Ian, and I look forward to hearing from you during the return engagement. Okay, brother?
Yeah. Now, you want me to call back on...
Correct. We're going to have to disconnect because we've got more callers waiting to get online, okay?
Yeah, give us a while, but we go to it'll be a few segments from now.
Okay. And you want me to be connected on the internet when I call back, though?
Well, no, you can listen on the internet, and that'll tell you when you're supposed to call back in. We will tell you when it's okay to call back in.
Oh, we see. Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. That was Ian on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. You know, I go back to when I was a 27-year-old poet, and I know I've told this story on the air before. I was hanging out with another poet, Robert Moreland, the guy we say goodnight to each show. And we got our first booked gig as being paid poets. And I went to the tobacconist, got us a couple of really fine cigars to celebrate the moment. We load up our poetry. We go to this nightclub where we were supposed to fill in between bands, and they were going to pay us to read our poetry live. And the place is as dark can be, and the doors are locked up tighter than Uncle Scrooge's purse strings. And we start looking around going, this is where we're supposed to be, right? And the mortal is like, yeah, this is, I drove us exactly where we're supposed to be. Security guard comes around. He's like, they're closed tonight because there was a shooting in the parking lot last night. I'm like, all right. So we lit up the cigars and smoked them anyway, even though we weren't paid poets.
Well, good.
Yeah. You know, any reason to celebrate, really.
Yeah. You know, sometimes that's all you got to do. You can, there's just moments where things fall apart and you have to go, well, guess we got some free time.
Yes, we got some free time.
I understand.
I, you know, when I was his age, I'd have killed for a show like this. I really would have. But the
not in the parking lot the night before, though, right?
No, not in the parking lot the night before. No. But do you have a submission for us, my friend?
I have a lot of submissions. So
what?
I have one short one and one. Do you mind if I do a couple? They're two different poets.
I don't mind, and then I'll do mine after yours.
And that way we'll catch up. Right. Okay, here we go. So this one's a short one. This is from James Rothline.
Rothline, okay.
My apology, James. This one is called Mrs. Hughes Has Died. Mrs. Hughes has died in the lonely watches of the night, her body in celebrated repose, and the ravenous wolves gathered at her tomb, caring only for the scent of her lovely bones. Give no thought of who she was and how she lived. It says this was inspired by Frederica Hughes' comments after complaints made about the placement of a historical plaque honoring her mother, Sylvia Plath. That was from James Rothline. Mrs. Hughes has died, and now...
If you want to submit, like James Rothline, you're going to want to go out to World Poetry Open Mic's contact form. You can copy and paste your poetry into there. We do have limited space for submissions. We will get to them as we can.
Right.
There's no guarantee it'll be read on air any particular date. We do want to. We do know it's daunting to call the show and try, but if you'd like to submit that way, you're more than welcome to.
All right. And here is number two, the poem. No, I'm kidding. That's not the name of the poem. This is from a longtime friend of the show.
All right.
Miss Barbara Aaron True.
All right.
And she has a message. She says, "Hi, guys. Sadly, I won't be able to make the program this Friday. It was this Friday that we have tickets for Jason Isbell, so I can't be there. I will miss the show and all of you guys as well as my fellow poets in the chat room, but he's a poet with his lyrics, so I won't miss poetry." Okay, well, that's good. "I'm sending you a poem I wrote this week and one that I posted on the Poets and Friends World Poetry Open Mic page on Facebook. If you can read it on the show, that would be great. I have to warn you that this caused a lot of discussion on the page." Wait a second. Barbara, are you trying to do something weird to us here? Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Poem examination. "Line up, all you poets, and show your poems for the examiners who will decide if they are worthy to be considered as art, or should you toss them away as a failed attempt, crushed and wadded into a tight ball, hitting the wastebasket like a jump shot. Your images must be obfuscated as difficult to read as if you have soaked them in the ink bled. Your tone must be obscure, like a shrouded mountaintop seen only in glimpses on a foggy day. All those with clear and easy to follow, like a dot to dot, need not pass their poetry past the eyes of these poetry moguls who have placed themselves in charge of deciding what is poetry and what is not. Never mind the catch-your-breath explosion as you read the piece, if at the end you have deciphered the poet's intent and the words all made sense. You will never make the cut if your poetry lacks the haziness of true art." And that is from Barbara Aaron True, and that's Poetry Examination.
See, Barbara finds a way to be on the show even when she's in the theater.
Wow.
I know.
It's kind of deep, actually, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All right.
Like a well.
I've been
that I've fallen down.
I've been in a really, the boys know, I've been in a very self-examining mood for the last couple days, and this is one that escaped my mind today. So it's been unpublished as of yet. This is the first time it's been let loose anywhere. I may make it through with a straight face. I may cry my way through it. I'm not sure yet. This is entitled "An Open Letter to Mr. Underhill." This is a note for you to let you know I love you and that I am proud of you. Words that never crossed your father's lips, words said by your mother merely out of blood relation, but me, I say it, for it's true. I've watched you grow from a boy to a man, from a man to a poet and performer. I've had the perfect vantage point for your entire 45 years. You've overcome trials and tribulations, ones that would make most people surrender, curl up fetal and proclaim no more, and done so all while pursuing your destiny with fervor. You've become the husband and father you need to be. You've owned all that has been handed to you. You should be proud of yourself as well. Yeah, this is a note for you to let you know I love you. And that I am proud of you. Sincerely, your reflection.
Enjoy that one.
Thank you. That was bubbling in my brain for a while, and I didn't know if it was going to come out in time for the show.
Well, I'm glad it did.
Yeah. So, speaking about bubbling, let's get those phone lines just melting down. You're going to want to call if you want to share your poetry, 720-240-9766, or use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one word.
We're going to have a meltdown. 720-240-9766.
It's melting. Yeah. See you, McCall. I love that we got, you know, I cover that every time you play that, but that was... fond memory.
I don't know. I don't remember that story. How did that happen again?
No. Just the fact that we have this person idolized as a spoken word artist as a kid. doing a promo for us was amazing.
That was really cool of him.
So, you know, I love spoken word art. I always have. I just didn't realize that you could do anything with it until, well, I was 30.
What made you think you couldn't do something with it despite demonstrable truth, proof that you could?
Well, no, it was negativity that surrounded me as I was growing up and becoming a poet.
You know what? I think a lot of us, and we'll have to talk about that, because we used to have a segments we would talk about different things that art and writing related. I think we should talk about that, because there's a lot of that, and it really kind of screws with people's abilities to do things. Yeah, it really does. So we'll have to talk about that sometime. If you have other things that you think we should talk about in segments like that, please do us a favor. Send it to us on Facebook. Send it to us through a message there or through our contact form.
Message either one of us directly, and we're cool.
Yeah, let us know. We'd like to have some topics. We want to be able to kind of talk about and cover things that you want us to talk about. And if we don't know about it, we'll go research it and find people who do know and come back and give you.
Yeah.
Or either that or just come back with the info and give it to you.
There you go. All right. So we do have five more callers lined up. Please welcome from Minnesota. She is Mariah.
Hello.
Hey, I saw your announcement on Facebook. Did you wanna break some news here on the show that not everybody is cued into your Facebook at all?
Well, that comes up with my poem.
Oh, that's good. Good, good. Then I won't ruin the surprise. We'll let it come up in the poem. We'll discuss it afterwards, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So I haven't been doing very good at keeping up with my poem a day. My unborn child.
You know.
But,
you can only do the best you can.
One every 2 weeks. But I actually wrote this one last week, and I was like so hyped up because I got this written in like 10 minutes because I was running late for the show, and then I got out. I was like, oh.
No one's home.
I'll save it for next week.
I'm glad you did save it for
next
week.
You know, we did. We totally did the Lucy thing from Charlie Brown. With you were all lined up. You came running. We just pulled the ball out.
Yep. Yep.
That's not a very nice thing to do to a pregnant lady.
I know. But, you know, sometimes they're jerks. This is getting dark real fast. We're just going
to
move on.
Yes. Do you have a poem to save us from this dark path that we've wandered down?
The moment I start talking about that, it's time to move on.
No, it's just the moment you start talking at all.
Ooh.
That's true. But, you know, seeing that I was born, I figured the earth must have had it coming.
Well, the Bible does say he's going to be turned over to Satan for a time.
Yep.
Michael Christ.
Well, you just figured out my next Halloween costume.
There you go.
All right.
Please help us.
Okay. I'll jump in here. So, I wrote this last week. There's a chapter in whatever book of poetry I'm putting together. And this is called Strength. My son, we ride this life through an icy comet tail, smash boundaries with meteors, and dance in newborn galaxies on a runway of stars. I will ride with you, just each wave as you push against me, and watch my skin ripple as you move. You don't know how cruel this world can be. You are safe. Protected. Sheltered by the body that surrounds you. I cry for you, my Joshua. Because I know I can't stop you from getting hurt. I just hope that I can teach you to be strong. That strength doesn't come from never crying or showing emotion. It doesn't come from being manly. It doesn't come from heartbreak. Strength comes from the heart. It comes from being man enough to cry and feminine enough to feel It is forged in the battles that leave wounds on your soul and scars, either seen or unseen. Strength is looking past the exterior, past the scars and the tears and the pain. I hope your father and I teach you how to run. Not half-heartedly, but completely. So that every time you see pain in someone's eyes, you hurt for them. I hope you are strong enough to hurt with them. Because no one deserves to suffer alone. I pray that you will take that girl who thinks she's worthless and show her how to find her reflection in the sky. Make a wish, my son. Swing on the moon with the one of your dreams, and if you find your dream ends before you thought that it would, I will still be here. You can cry in your mother's arms until your tears have started to heal your fracture. And before you ride the next wave, I will dance with you on a runway of stars. I will love you for always, my darling. I will love you forever, my son. End poem.
So the news is you're having a boy. And that means that the name Michael J. Half Squatch is not off the table. It's actually available. You can use it.
Yeah. Or Michael Christ. That actually has now become a front runner in what we would put forward as an option.
In fact, every time you refer to Michael Amade on Facebook, you need to use the hashtag Michael Christ.
But I do prefer a K. The M I C H A. E L K H R I S T E because I'm an artiste.
Oh, geez.
Well, we've already decided on the name Joshua.
Joshua.
We're still looking for what we're going to narrow down at the middle name.
How about this? Joshua, Michael Christ, JTJ Todd, well, all one word, and then you know, the last name. Or you could say Joshua and then just choose a bunch of Latin-sounding names like Rodriguez, Rodriguez, Fernandez, Fernandez, Hernandez, Hernandez, and then just keep it going there.
Well, his last name is going to be Perez Hernandez.
Perez Hernandez.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, see? I got my finger on the pulse.
Yes, you do. Unfortunately, it's slowly dying, but you do have your finger on the pulse.
I feel like Rogue and X-Men. I take my gloves off and put my finger on the pulse, exactly. And it just tanks it.
Mariah, thank you for all that you've given our show and shared with us. I hope you are as blessed by your son as I was by my daughter.
Thank you.
That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Man. You know, that's one of the things about the show is that we can really talk about some really powerful stuff. I mean, that's a big announcement.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Isn't that really cool?
I know when Penny and I found out the sex of Allison before we knew, or as we were learning, we didn't tell anybody right away. We wanted to make sure that we actually went for a second ultrasound to make sure.
Really?
Yeah. And then we let everybody know, and we got just inundated with pink stuff.
I was going to say, because girls can be tricky.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Now, my parents had, they knew I was going to be a boy early on, but I'm glad they made a decision right at the last second, which was not, and this is not a joke, to not name me Wolfgang.
Really?
And because I would have been Wolfgang Amade.
Wolfgang Amade. That would have been cool.
Yeah, cool in theory, but
and look at your musical talent.
Yeah, I know. People always think I'm pulling a prank on him when I say that. Yeah. At least my name's not Harry Potter.
That's true.
Yet.
All right.
Name change coming.
So, we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am really decent. I've been sleeping a lot, so, but...
Oh, well, that's good. So,
that's a good thing. Now you're well-rested.
Reaching for your dreams. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, well, right. I think more like I resemble a bear. I suppose it's this time of winter, hibernating, that kind of thing, staying in my cave. You know.
True. Well, I mean, I actually can completely agree with that. No, and when I say reaching for your dreams, I literally mean reaching for your. I mean, you're trying to dream. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
No, and I certainly enjoy my dreams, or at least most of the time I do. Or when I get them confused for a flashback, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm actually, and maybe someone out there, just quickly, someone can help me with this. I'm trying to get to where I can remember my dreams again. I can't do it. My recall.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, my dream recall's been gone for a while. So I'll just put that out there to everybody listening. If anybody knows ways to practice that, let me know.
Yeah, and I used to I take for granted lucid dreaming. You know,
yeah.
I still do it frequently, and I don't even know why I do it anymore. But did you ever have dreams within dreams within dreams?
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to have quite a bit of that, but I think it was funny. Once I got into meditating twice a day, it went away.
Yeah. Did you think that's impinged your ability to have lucid dreams or active dream states?
I suppose. Huh. I don't know. I don't really know. I think maybe this meditation thing's all just a big joke.
Or it just means that you're sleeping more deeply. You're going into
stage
four.
That's probably true.
Exactly. I think those are like where REM states fluctuate between those two stages.
I like your answer better. I was about to say that whole meditation thing's full of crap, man. But no, I don't think that's real. All right,
no,
anyway,
Philip. Philip, I do have a question for you, and I'm opening myself up to – I'm probably opening a can of worms. I tagged you on a link where I covered a piece of your work last week, and I never got hey, great job. Did I do your work justice?
I got a lot of people calling, like not a lot of people, but some of the people who know me intimately or well, they call me, and maybe I didn't even realize that you did this. Like I said, I've been sleeping, and I have only been on Facebook sporadically. So if I have not returned your favor, I don't know if I even got it on my page. I know somebody posted something on my page, and I didn't know that was you, Mr. Underhill.
Well, tell you what, I'll just re-tag you in it. That way you can give it a listen tomorrow, okay?
Okay, yeah, certainly. And did you send this on personal message or on my actual page?
I forget. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. You were the first of this experimental podcast, and I was pretty much strung out on sleep medication at that point.
Okay. What? Well, and usually I'm being irresponsible and definitely awake at that time, but not recently. So, and I just want to let you know, I never mean to ignore anybody. I just, I easily get lost in my head. And, anyhow, I'm blabbing, so I will certainly take a look at it, and I'm going to get on Facebook here in a little while after we have our return engagement. And before I even get started, I just also wanted to say, Mr. Amade, recently I'm revealing myself here. I picked up a copy of Leaves of Grass, and I was working my way through the inscriptions, and suddenly I come across Poets to Come.
Yes,
and
I'm
reading it, and then I'm like, I hear Mr. Amade's voice. But that's what's going on at the beginning of this show. So I just wanted to say I really appreciate the Walt Whitman nod at the beginning of the show's introduction.
Thank you. That idea is all. That's all J. Todd's.
Actually,
idea.
It's not even my idea. That actually has a deeper history. I used to host a poetry open mic at a coffee shop.
Really? Okay.
The shop owner would start us off each evening by reading that piece. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I know that?
Todd at Five Leaves.
Oh, at Five Leaves.
Yeah.
Really?
And then as we started the show, I'm like, we should do that at the beginning of every show, too, as a way to bring in the orators and everything like that.
No, absolutely. I love it. It's well-read, and it's a great selection, and you can't go wrong with old Uncle Walt.
No, you can't go wrong with Walt Whitman, a bottle of wine, and 3 a.m. recordings. You
that's
can't.
Exactly. That, I would, that,
absolutely.
Philip, that was supposed to be a placeholder recording for Mr. Underhill, and that is 3 in the morning, yeah.
Well, cheers to 3 in the morning. And,
thank you.
Yeah, and it's really great to be back. It's good to hear you guys again, and so I feel reinvigorated, and maybe spring will come along soon. So anyhow, I'll get to it. Here's my piece for tonight. A really short title, it's called Ellipses and Irresponsibilities, and here it goes. Another day beneath cold gray skies, surreal thoughts mistaken for four-man coal plumes pulled dirty and pale blue through chimneys, faraway storybook valleys, picturesque as unsensed postcards painted by Peter Bruegel the Elder. No one is terribly interested anyhow, nor do I have their addresses. Those individuals who no longer communicate since my decades' worth of drunken outrage and wrath that accomplished nothing but a tacit excommunication, tally of weary wrongs committed on all sides, especially my own, counterbalanced by solitude, drugs, and perpetual regret. My ugly lines, familiar companions, maimed as my minotaur psyche, born into reverie and turmoil, ever orbiting each other like dead moons and live planets, astronomical couplets, binary stanzas, or absurd funhouse mirrors, rebounding with beauty and grotesque imagery until confused by the senses that distinguish and discern hate and love, kind and cruel, friend and enemy, etc. Incomplete sentences uttered in my vacant head, echoes reiterated like metronomes counting down anonymous time, dim units of entropy diminished one by one, assuredly never regained. There it is, fellers.
As always, in awe of your work, can we go back and revisit one line? You had one about drugs and sexual regret. Can you just read that one line?
Perpetual regret. Counterbalanced wrongs committed on all sides, especially my own, counterbalanced by solitude, drugs, and perpetual regret.
Oh,
perpetual.
I heard solitude, drugs, and sexual regret, and I'm like, that's my autobiography.
Well, that explains my birth.
Yeah.
It's perpetual regret, but that probably includes that too. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, and that's how I tried to, encapsulate all that with units of entropy. Which, I really appreciate your interest, your curiosity, and anytime you ever want to chat about any of this stuff, I'm open to it. And 3 a.m. or otherwise. And cheers to all of you guys. And I'm looking forward to return engagement.
Hey, brother, I'm really enjoying your book. I thank you for sending me a copy. I love the wording that you use. It's very cool.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. It's not a problem. I was happy to have a fan out there to send it to. So
oh, and I'll tell you this. Our producer's like, where the hell's the book? He's looking around like, why isn't it in the studio? I'm telling you, I'm holding it at my house until I'm done reading it, and then I'm bringing it to the studio.
We're going
to
whip and nay-nay you all over the studio if you're not careful.
Now I'm blushing. I'm not going to be able to fit through the doors. My head's too big.
Hey, I heard if you take off all the rest of your clothes and answer the door when people come to it, it really really deflates them.
Yeah, I think we've all missed each other, no doubt. So,
yes.
We've all seen each other naked here, right? I mean, right?
No? Yeah, absolutely.
No?
Why not?
Let's hey. All right. Well, hey, we got Snapchat. Find me on Snapchat. We'll make that happen.
That's good. All right. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, brother. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking Snapchat off my tablet when I get home. Just
are you
in
on
preparation.
Are you on Snapchat?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know.
Or
maybe Instagram.
That they're two very different.
Of course, things. If I was doing nude Instagrams, then it'd be called Winstagram.
We actually have a poem at the end of this segment sent in about Instagram models.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So we do have a new caller. Let's waste no more time. Let's go out to Utah. Someone that's been a longtime fan of the show, though. Please welcome Trish Hopkinson. Trish, are you with us?
Yes, I was on mute.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to make sure I didn't have feedback from listening and dialing in at the same time. So,
oh, you're doing great. Thank you very much.
You bet.
So this is your first time calling our show?
This is my first time calling in. I have listened to some in the archives, but I have not been able. Friday nights, man, they're tough.
Telling you, the entertainment industry on Friday nights is a dog eat dog world, and I've got milk bone underwear on.
It's a doggy dog world.
Indeed. Indeed.
So, I've got to ask you, you've written a review about our show, and it thrilled us to no end. How did you originally hear about our show?
Truthfully, I think it's because I was Googling looking for open mics that were online and trying to present those to my followers so that they could call in and share their work. There aren't many of you out there, and so I'm promoting you actually even locally. I have a local poetry promotion group that I've recently started this year, and we're promoting local open mics as well as online call-in open mics, and there's only a couple that I know about, so you guys are on the list.
Beautiful. All right, so I do. You're in Utah. Where in Utah? Are you in Salt Lake City?
No, I'm in Provo. I'm in Happy Valley.
Oh, nice.
I'm minutes away from Brigham Young University.
Very cool. All right, so now would be an apropos time to share some of your poetry.
I do have a poem for you, so I will. I'll just jump right into that. This one is actually a response poem to a poem by Pablo Neruda, whom I adore.
Yeah.
And his poem was called "Walking Around." So this is kind of the female version of that. And I've entitled it Waiting Around. It so happens I'm tired of being a woman, and it happens while I wait for my childhood to grow into the burning weeks of adulthood. The streaks of summer sun have gone, drained between gaps into gutters, and the ink smell of report cards and recipe boxes cringes me into corners. Still, I would be satisfied if I could draw and language the banquet of poets. If I could salvage the space and time for thought and collect it like a souvenir, I could no longer be timid and quiet, breathless and withdrawn. I can't shelve the silence. I can't be this vineyard to be bottled, corked, cellared, and shelved. That's why the year-end gapes with pointed teeth, growls at my crow's feet, and gravels into my throat. It claws its way through the edges of an age I never planned to reach and diffuses my life into dullness, workout rooms and nail salons, bleach white sheets on clotheslines, and treacherous photographs of younger me at barbecues and birthday parties. I wait. I hold still in my form-fitting camouflage. I put on my strong suit and war paint lipstick, and I gamble on what's expected and what to become and how to behave. Mother, wife, brave. The end.
Heck yes. Very well done. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that does response poems to poets that have already come and gone on this.
No, I love response poetry. It's one of my favorite things, actually.
Very cool.
You know, my problem with those is that for some reason, despite my better intentions, Trish, they always end up as dirty limericks. I don't know why, but every time I try to do a response poem, that's what happens.
Hey, you know, poetry and sex, they're sort of like interchangeable. They're kind of the same thing. It just happens. It happens to all of us.
You know, I try explaining it that way, and not everybody buys it, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
Fair enough. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying the same kind of weather we're having out here. It was almost 60 degrees today in Utah, and it was gorgeous, beautiful bluebird day. So,
well, I hate to crush your emotions, but it was almost 70 here.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It sounds like it was great weather in both places, and we're happy that we could share it with you. We really wanted to be inclusive with our weather here.
Fair enough. Well, I'm glad I finally had a chance to call in. I will try to do it again soon if I can.
Anytime you want to share, you're welcome to call us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Trish on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Yeah.
Bam.
Just like that.
Just like that. Bam.
Throwing down.
Hey, you know, I heard a joke really right before we go to the next caller. This is quick. That someone was saying, you know, the other day, my girlfriend took my cantaloupe and ate it out of the refrigerator. And I got so upset, started yelling, "You ate my cantaloupe. My life is over." And she said, "Hey, stop being so melodramatic." I'm wow. trying. I'm trying to make people groan and actually fall out of the chair in this. In this room,
it's. I'm sliding right now.
Are you sliding?
No.
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 I just can't believe that one went out over our airways.
Hey, man,
you pay good money for this.
Worse has happened.
That is true. All right, so let's fill the airways with some quality poetry. Let's bring in Jaylorian from New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to our show. We've missed you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Tonight I am going to read for you something I call In Like a Lion. It's my ode to cabin fever. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, you guys are all talking about your great weather. I don't think it topped 40 here today, and it was really, really windy.
Ooh. Sorry. Yeah. We'll send it your way.
It's not a competition.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that. All right. I'm waiting for March to come in like a lion. The weatherman says it's just late. Keeping the faith is hard, but I'm trying, and all I can do now is wait. So far, spring is only a rumor, and winter's a cold, hard fact. I've spent the balance of my good humor. Now I want the warm weather back. The rooms of this house just keep getting smaller. I'm finding few places to hide. But I'll like the people I share it with better when they can all go back outside. And I peek out the window, and there it is finally. The snow has begun to fall down. It's piling atop the snow that's already piled all over the ground. It must be madness, this odd jubilation, if what I'm wanting is spring. Then why this elation for accumulation of the snow that this storm's going to bring? Well, if old farmers are to be held to account for the omens they tell us are true, a first of March storm is just tantamount to March marching in like a shrew. Now, for this superstition on which I'm relying, I certainly don't give a damn. I only know that if March comes in like a lion, it's supposed to go out like a lamb. So bring on the lion. We're tough. We can take it. We'll handle whatever it brings. We'll shovel our way through the snow, and we'll make it, because after mud season comes spring.
Very well done. And I want to let you know, we do have days like today, and it was so warm that I actually ditched out of work 3 hours early to where I could enjoy it. I had some extra PTO lying around. But then, right around March 15th-ish, we get that stray snowstorm that can dump 33 inches of snow on us.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah,
our turn's coming.
A couple weeks ago, all the schools shut down one day because of a snowstorm.
Don't send us that. Just send us the warm weather.
I will start blowing the warm front your way.
Cool.
All right. Jaylorian, thank you very much for all you do for our show.
I appreciate you guys. I really do.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was Jaylorian on World Poetry Open Mic. The next evolution in poetry radio.
All right. Now you're going to get ready to blow yourself over to Texas?
No. I'm not even going to rise to that bait. Please welcome from Texas.
You might need to see a doctor
JC.
About that.
Hi, JC.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. Glad you were able to get in.
Yeah, me too. I decided I am not reading from mine. Most of mine, well, I'll have some new ones for you next week, but after dark segment, but
that's right. After dark is next week.
Right?
Yeah.
Beginning of March, so I'll have something to read for you then.
All right.
But this one I'm actually going to do a cover, and it is I Am the People, the Mob by Carl Sandburg.
All right.
I am the people, the mob, the crowd, the mass. Do you know that all the great work of the world is done through me? I am the working man, the inventor, the maker of the world's food and clothes. I am the audience that witnesses history. The Napoleons come for me, and the Lincolns. They die, and then I send forth more Napoleons and Lincolns. I am the seed ground. I am the prairie that will stand for much plowing. Terrible storms pass over me. I forget. The best of me is sucked out and wasted. I forget. Everything but death comes to me and makes me work and give up what I have. And I forget. Sometimes I growl, shake myself, and scatter a few red drops for history to remember. Then I forget. When I, the people, learn to remember, when I, the people, use the lessons of yesterday and no longer forget who robbed me last year, who played me for a fool, then there will be no speaker in all of the world say the name, the people, with any fleck of sneer in his voice or any far-off smile of derision. The mob, the crowd, the mass will arrive then.
Very, very well done. Very well read. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
J.C.
Hindenburg is one of my favorite of the American poets.
I'm kind of partial to this poet from Texas called J.C. But yeah, you know.
Well, she does some good stuff every once in a while, and I may call back for return engagement. I have a small one that I may, short one that I may dedicate to my husband tonight, who is only as seen as in the hospital. Again, this one was not planned, so he's there tonight, and that's where I've been most of the afternoon. So
well,
I'm glad I got to join y'all.
I'm glad you got to join us too. I hope he makes a very speedy recovery for you.
Yeah, he picked up an infection in the fusion in the foot that had the ankle fusion, so we're just getting antibiotics. Hopefully he'll be home tomorrow, but if not, by Sunday he'll be home.
Awesome. Yeah. J.C., you're an amazing lady. Thank you for calling our show, even though you're in the midst of turmoil in your personal life.
Sure. I wouldn't miss it, guys. I missed being here last week. It was kind of strange.
We missed you all last week.
Okay. Well, I will see you on return engagement.
Thank you. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. Man. That was five callers.
Yeah. Well, would you like to do a submission or and then yours, or do you want to do yours and then a submission? It's up to you.
Doesn't matter. I'll let you go first, because it's always about the other poets.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So, this one is the one I promised from Instagram Models. This is BA Nanos, and the name is Instagram Models. Your face is pretty, about as pretty as mine. But I want to see if you're beautiful in spirit, heart, and mind. Because I've written in the book of love, but when I opened it, the pages fell off the spine. I gave my heart to a woman before, and she took a stab at it. But she barely damaged it, because I just gave up on relationships and fell in love with lavish. And until they prove otherwise, I'm treating every woman like an average chick. You model girls seek only the attention. Hurting feelings is not my intention, but if your ego has outgrown your perfections, I will knock you off your high horse and humble you in a way that is artistic. I don't know what in the world compelled you to be so narcissistic. But I assure you, being wife material is not one of your characteristics. Gassed up by your peers, lied to by the mirror, reality has escaped you. You wake up, cake up your face full of makeup, false confidence has shaped you. You women these days are so ignorantly arrogant, walking around thinking you're celebrities, oblivious to the fact that you're just an embarrassment. Surely this is debatable, so let me ask you this. What in the world do you bring to the table other than your obvious assets? How about a career and an education? How about when you meet a good man, you treat him with respect and appreciation? Don't dare scoff at me, sweetheart. I do not have the patience. I will rip through this facade you've created and expose you as basic. Because I'll be damned if you're going to turn your nose up at me, and I'll take it as my prerogative to strip you of your vanity and leave you with a maimed self-esteem. Be aware of your flaws. Stay true and pay homage. Learn how to take a compliment, ladies, and be modest. Or be prepared to be on your own when threats of being alone become honest. Whew, that was hard for me to read. That was by BA Nanos Instagram Models. I never do this. Can I make a quick comment?
Yes, of course.
Okay. First of all, thank you for your work, Brandon. I appreciate that. You know, I think there is a tendency for both men and women and society to think we own the behaviors and the thoughts of other people, especially the other sex, like they owe us something.
Yeah.
It would be my personal belief that women can do what they want to do. And if you're not getting the results you want with women, it's probably not all their fault. You might want to consider maybe who you're talking to and going after. Not everybody wants to be wife material, man.
Exactly.
All right, moving on.
All right. So I wrote this as we were just starting our break. If those that go back 2 weeks and listen to our archive, JC from Texas had this form called a tritetra. I did not get all of the rules down, but I attempted the form anyway. And the thought for the poem actually came to me. I was reflecting about a year ago. In fact, coming up on a year ago, my wife and I on our anniversary went to see a performer that I'd had a voice crush on for about 20 years. And she really let us down with her performance. So I sat on it. I didn't really write anything about it, but this is what came out after a year. This is entitled Jeanette. I used to dream of your voice. Your poems spoke to my soul, the melody compelling me to dance underneath the moon. Songs of temptation and sin made me feel so alive. Poetic kin heard once again, CD, cassette, or vinyl. Money lost, one-sided love, not knowing that I exist. This poetess I want to kiss had such a beautiful soul. 20 years admiration, songs crafted beyond compare, ringing in my ears throughout the years as I wrote my humble lines. Memories now dead and gone when I met you in person, poetic lass, drunk off her ass, an unmatched disappointment. Turning my love to disdain, idol worship, such a waste. It's such a blame, liquor to blame for another fallen star. And with that being said, I certainly hope that she wises up and cleans up off the bottle.
It's very possible, man. I mean, there's a lot of people have a lot of different problems.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that makes us human is that we all have our problems.
We do.
And the people who act like they don't generally have some pretty big ones.
I have my own problems. I admit it.
Oh, hell yeah. We all do, man. Yeah. I do. Absolutely. I mean, if someone, and I'm not meaning to direct people to off our site, but, you know, my personal blog, I put up something that in a longtime teacher and our ex-teacher and now kind of ex-friend of mine wrote, and it's some pretty negative stuff about me that he wrote, but I aired it. I put it out there because I've suddenly realized for me, having these issues, having things like that makes me human, but if I share it, it actually sometimes can help other people.
Yeah.
It's not even about anything egotistical. It's more just saying these things are out there. I think the more we can own our issues, the better. And I hope she can overcome hers.
Exactly. The only way you can improve the world is improving yourself.
You know, that's damn right. Hey, speaking of something, I have a one paragraph thing from Steve Janka. You think
let's knock that out? Let's do it. Let's knock it out.
All right, we'll do that, and then we're going to go to the next thing. And by the way, next segment, we had this idea before the show. What do you guys think? Do you want to do a sing-along during the next segment, if it's a return engagement?
It's not return engagement. Are we doing a return engagement next, or we had five callers?
It depends. It depends.
We can try, and if not, we'll do the sing-along as the next segment, and then we'll
just throw it in a
return engagement.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Right. So let's do this. I just wanted to throw that out there first. This is from Steve Janka. This one is We Used to Play Soldiers.
We used to play soldiers as a game when we were young, running around, laughing, and pretending. Oh, such fun. We never thought someday how it would be real. We never thought then of how it might feel to truly be hunted or to truly kill, to stay alive by being quiet and very still, to be homesick, lonely, anxious, and distant, to realize you could be history in just an instant. Yes, we used to play soldiers as a game when we were young, running around, laughing, and pretending. Oh, such fun. When we were young, we learned at school that freedom wasn't free, and about the golden rule. We learned them both, but one came hard. To learn it, we had to leave our own backyard. And that was We Used to Play Soldiers by Steve Junka. Man.
I got to share, I saw a cartoon that this poem brought to mind. There's an old man sitting on a couch with a young kid. And he's like, when I was your age, boy, I was storming the beaches of Normandy. And the kid replies, on Xbox or PlayStation? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's this generation.
Yeah, except for the fact that lots of them have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. But that we can forget about them.
No, I'm not forgetting about them. Wow.
I've had several friends die over there. That pisses me off. I'm sorry. Not at you. That's just that whole line of thing pisses me off.
All right. Wow. Let's go ahead and open it up, see if we have more callers. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766 or on Skype, World Poetry Open Mic.
Call now. Meanwhile, at the hot dip. How do we end up as we got no callers? That's what happened.
It's like a redirect in a video game. We could sit here now. But good to know the helium's gone.
Yes.
I told you I vented it out.
I appreciate that, man. I did notice that for several days you were just talking with the helium thing. Yeah. Yeah. There's a strange scent of methane in here, but we'll talk about that later.
Great.
Andy's leaking again. Okay, so we didn't get any callers that time, so here's what we're going to do.
That's going to trigger the return. Wow, it's really good in here. Return engagement.
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 But before you call for that, we're going to do this.
Sing along with us. Sorry, I had to get this acoustic guitar to work. I guess I had to twist the on button. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
What's that? is if we got Chuck Mangione to do the mouth trumpet for that portion.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Or we could also change it right before we go. We could change it to this.
All you need is love. 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 All you need is love.
That was Carl Perkins doing the Beatles, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Hey, let's do the return engagement. Let's
All start. Right. Call now, 720-240-9766. If you've called the show before tonight or if you haven't, that's the number to call.
That's 720-240-9766.
Hold on. Because it echoes. Or use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. That was epic. I want to thank you both for restraining me. I actually, Mr. is a sore subject with me. Back in the 80s when they were all over radio, I actually broke a radio over Mr.
What happened?
It was that song, Broken Wings, and literally they're all over Top 40 radio. And I had one of those little handheld transistor, if you'd call it, radio with the headphones. It wasn't a Walkman per se, but it was just a radio.
Just the radio side of it.
And that song came on, and I flipped channel, found another Top 40 station. That song comes on. Third channel, I huck the thing across the room. I'm like, I am done with Mr. at this point.
Wow, so it was overplayed in three,
yeah, it was that
in
overplayed.
Three stations.
Now, see, it's
overplayed.
Funny, though.
That's pretty sad.
That's a sore spot, whereas I, having almost legitimately gotten in a fist fight with Luke Bryan, still don't really have a problem with the guy.
Oh.
Personally, I don't have a good, you know, I don't have a good opinion of him. But hey,
oh, whatever. It's Luke Bryan, though, so whatever.
that pretty boy deserves a nice smack to the. Okay, maybe I can get.
He deserves a smack bottom, so to speak.
Deserves a smack bottom. Luke Bryan, I should have Michael's smack bottom list we have on the show. Michael, who deserves a smacked bottom this week?
That should be a whole new segment right there.
All right, anyway.
All right. All right, we'll add that to the list of failed segments that we've not done. Anyway, so we do have four poets lined up for the return engagement. Please welcome from New York. She was our first caller this evening, so she's first for the return engagement. She is Lorraine.
Hello. I was just told by my husband that when I played piano here, I look like Vincent Price.
You look like Vincent Price.
Mildly,
huh?
Look like Vincent Price,
back.
But you.
Well, from the,
see that movie.
What?
You look like Vincent Price, but you suck.
I was gonna say, Lorraine, take off the mustache. You're not supposed to just wear a mustache because you're playing piano. Your piano teacher told you wrong as
a
joke.
I'm sleeping in a different bedroom tonight. That does it. That,
you
that,
moved your piano that, to a different it. Bedroom.
He really means it. You know, he said, I love your music, but you look like Vincent Price from the back. Of course, he's always sitting in back of me, so I guess he can't sit in front of the piano, and it's
well, he could. Tell him to be like a lounge singer, like Marilyn Monroe, and put on a red strapless dress and lay across the piano and sing. That way you guys can have a great night together.
I need something to blow the dress up, though.
Well, I have noticed that fans and hair dryers work.
Well, this is true.
This is going to go after dark if we keep going down this alley.
I wouldn't
Don't worry.
Want to use it on the high heels. Any of you guys have a dog?
Yes.
Our producer has a dog, and Michael has a dog, and I have four cats.
I love dogs. I love animals. This is...
I do, too. Usually with barbecue sauce... I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Stop. Come on. No, I don't believe it. This is Ode to a Best Friend. I wrote a long time ago. And it was a dog. I had a Bichon, and I loved her very much. Chelsea. She's gone now, but I have a cat, as you know. Mm-hmm. But anyhow. Okay, here we go. I wish I had a dog to love, to shelter, and to take care of. Should be my pet. I take it for a walk, you see, and teach it how to talk to me and understand it perfectly. Should be my pet. I wouldn't care what others thought, for the happiness it brought would far exceed the shedding hair and bald moonfuss on the stair. 'Twould be my pet. And if perchance a stranger came and tried to kill or rob or maim, I let my pet attempt attack. And if that fiend was driven back, I'd know that neither man nor flea could come between my pet and me, and I'd be taken seriously. Would be my pet. And for me. For those dog lovers out there.
I like that one.
I do too.
Yeah.
Very well done.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog person for sure.
I love dogs. I can't understand how pets can sell snakes and lizards. You can't hold them. You can't kiss them. You know, they're not lovable. I guess they have their own purpose, but you have to feed them live bait and food, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
I like all animals except for ferrets. I see them as snake rats.
Yeah.
They're ungodly. Ungodly snake rats.
How about raccoons?
Raccoons are okay. They serve their purpose. They are very, very handy in a robbery. I've used them as a distraction.
They're rabid, they're kind of cute, you know.
Well, usually I take a family of raccoons, put them at the front door of a house, and that sets off all the, you know, the dogs barking and everything. And while everybody's handling the gigantic amount of raccoons in the front of the house, I slip in the back and take their TV. It's foolproof.
They're kind of a rocker raccoon.
It's true. It's high. It's very expensive though. It is a lot of money to continually get a large group of raccoons just to get a TV. That's not a great trade off. But I'm working on being profitable.
That's not the way to do it. No.
Yeah.
I have other suggestions, but on another time.
I'm not gonna do that thing you're gonna mention.
I'll kind of fly him over to you. I'm going to leave you with Peerless Prey. Your eyes cast fishhooks hurtling at me. I wish I could avoid their snare. Instead, I squirm in helpless motion. Predators are so unfair. God, even flounders on the bottom line with just one eye to stare.
All right. Thank you so much, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Have a good week and enjoy.
You too.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
JC.
Did you just let her slip in a second poem?
I think that just happened. There was a moment.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, wait, you know.
We do one poem for phone call here.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I kept thinking it was going to be like a one-line thing or a two-line thing. I said it was an eight-line thing. At what point do we cross over from limerick to real poem?
Well, limericks are five lines.
However,
I'm trying to do the same rhyme scheme as a limerick, but do it in three lines, and I'm going to call it a slimerick. I'm just kidding. Wow.
Actually, I like that. I thought that was good.
All right. So, we do have another caller online. Please let her have something more than a slimerick. She is Mariah.
Let's try that again, huh?
Find me one. Time out, Doug. Her name is Mariah.
Wrong musical.
You say Maria, I say Mariah. Let's call the whole thing off.
What?
I said, you say Maria, I say Mariah. Let's call the whole thing off.
I don't know what he's talking about either, Mariah. Don't worry.
No one ever does.
It's a song. It's a song. It's tomato, tomato, Mariah,
potato,
Maria.
Potato. Yeah.
The Jets, the Sharks, you know.
Well.
The Jets and Sharks, aren't they hockey teams? Anyway.
Yep, yep. They also like to dance fight. What? You were expecting to do a poem? We do surrealist comedy here. JT is about ready to.
I'm like, this is all part of it.
Is there an issue with your phone? Because we're not getting you as clear as we'd normally get. No, that's much better.
I don't think so.
Okay. Try it again.
What? I keep yawning. Okay. So I'm going to get through this and then go to bed. And I wrote this for the first show. And this is called Treading Water. We swim through oceans of grief on our way to new horizons. Don't let bad thoughts in or else they'll weigh you down. Guess now we know why we so often feel like we're drowning, treading water and fighting to keep our place against the waves that beat us under. Lightning strikes on distant islands and thunder echoes loud across the canyons of hurt and despair. How rare it is to find a lifeline, a buoy in the water. We are empty, bone dry, and thirsty for new life and something to hold on to. But hopes and dreams seem to offer no solid handholds. And we are left looking up at the rain. Like fallen angels, we yearn for our place in the sky, for days gone by when it didn't hurt so much to breathe. Instead, we are left in the grip of cold hands. Surrounded by death and his gang, they are sharks in the water, preying on our weakness and searching for the moment our faithfulness wavers. We are not alone, but the fog blocks everyone else from our view, and the wind is too loud to hear their screams. Don't ever give up. God damn it, don't you dare give up. Just grab onto my voice and raise yours high. If you can't make a sound, don't worry. Your thoughts can truly be heard. I promise you, things do get better. Exhaustion plays tricks on your mind. This journey is a hard one, yes, but it really doesn't take that much time. So just keep hold of my rhymes and my rhythms. It really won't be that long. And when your arms are weak and your strength is failing, trust me, I know you are strong. But you see, this rhyming really isn't my style. So instead, I'll spell it out for you one motion at a time. Find your internal drums, be the only music you'll ever need to keep you going. The ocean is deep, yes, I know. Though the new horizon seems so far away, one day the tide will go up. And just maybe, you'll find you are able to stand.
Very well done, Mariah.
Thank you.
As always, you have a strong voice, and I thank you for sharing on our show.
You're welcome. I'm reading through the comments in the chat room, and JC's waiting for me.
Oh, normally when I'm very genuine and honest and tell people thank you for the contribution to the show, I don't get laughter. Usually that's reserved for, hey, I'd like the cheeseburger with fries, and then they just laugh at me.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should stop going to retirement homes and asking for that.
Damn it.
That and the bank teller.
And the bank teller, that's weird. Yeah. They're like, you're so funny.
Actually. Yeah. I actually drove through Starbucks, and I'm like, yeah, I'd like a 8-piece chicken meal with mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw. And they're like, I think you've got the wrong place.
I think that would be awesome. Starbucks chicken?
Yeah.
Ew.
Coffee-infused chicken. Copyright right there.
I think it probably exists.
Yeah.
That sounds really weird and really good.
Well, to you it does, I would imagine.
You're
of course to
of
you.
Of course it's good, yeah. As
it's like donuts dipped in motor oil. I don't know. I mean, it's
you're obviously craving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat some iron.
My weirdest craving so far has either been macaroni and cheese with Miracle Whip and pickles.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Now, that makes a lot of sense to me, actually.
You?
Yeah. That sounds crazy. No, I'm kidding.
So,
And tortilla chips dipped in peanut butter.
Now that sounds good, actually. Not really. That. Actually, when my wife was going through her cravings, I once made her a sandwich that was peanut butter, black olives, and salami.
How about a sandwich? Oh, no, olives, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So All right. Now I've provoked something. I'll shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm going to make you buy me olives and chip them to me.
Yes, buy her those things, J-Todd.
You know what? Well, you know what will do the trick? If you go to the kitchen and you find a thing of olive oil, it will work just the same. You just drink a little shot of the olive oil to cure your craving.
Or, you know, another thing that might be really good is get a football helmet and fill it with cottage cheese and have a nice week.
All right, that was Moran World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Wow.
Wow. Don't listen to anything. I do not give out medical advice at all.
Not only are we not doctors, we're like the worst people to follow.
Like, we're like the anti-doctors.
Basically, you could do the opposite of what we say, and you'd probably be pretty healthy.
Yes.
Wait, that's not even medical advice. Just
yeah, don't even listen to us.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm surprised anybody does listen to us. But someone who's a good fan of ours, please welcome Pahili from Kai.
Pahili?
Philip from Kentucky, sorry.
I think you're backwards spinning. You're spinning your record backward, I think.
I'm getting my merds all mixed up.
It's funny when
it's good. I dig it. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
The weird thing is, you know, when you play your words backwards, it's supposed to have the hidden meaning of what you're really trying to say. Strangely, we've played our recording backwards, and we're actually saying the exact same thing we were saying forward. So apparently we either speak in palindromes or there's nothing going on.
My vote is for palindromes.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's when I answer the phone and I just randomly say something like, "Yo, bottoms up, U.S. motto boy."
Very good. Or it could be your vasopressin levels are off.
That is very true. That actually affects your memory when you drink. And
if you actually speak palindrome, sonically it's not a palindrome. So we could actually be speaking in palindrome. I've never turned one of our shows backwards.
Really? I have. You said something one time about ascending to the throne. I don't know what that was all about, but, you know, whatever.
Well, as long as that throne's on top of Mount Shasta, we're good to go.
Mount Shasta is a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
It really
I can
is.
Hardly speak forward, let alone in Pig Latin or other.
Really?
So.
Here's one for you that you can use. It's easy to remember. If you ever want to impress somebody, just say, "Rats live on no evil star."
Yeah, I think I've heard that one. That's a pretty famous one.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, I thought I came up with that when I was in high school. Maybe I thought I was a genius this whole time. Thanks for ruining it.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I did not mean to ruin it for you.
Now I'm normal. Okay.
But how can you, be palindromic?
Palindromic. Mnemonics? Yeah, palindromic.
Palindromic mnemonics. Yeah, that would be, I don't even know if that would be very useful. But
I think that would be a great way to have people never learn how to read.
Yeah, right. Do that to your...
Hooked
your
on palindromics, yes.
I'm hooked. Now I'm caught in a loop of speaking in palindromes.
Oh, God, have mercy on us all.
You guys are definitely giddy. You're going to have I think you guys have missed each other. You're kind of like, you remind me of dogs getting together, smelling bleep and blank. There, you know, just like, we're all happy to see each other. And so I know you guys are going to have a really good meal tonight. Where are you going? Are you going still to,
We'll probably
sit in the same spot.
Brace
eat
yourself.
The same food.
Sit in the same place at the same table. And Michael tries not to punch himself in the... No, I'm kidding. Oh, no, we're probably going to go to the same place. The reason we go there is it's one of the only ones open around here, and it's higher quality food. Yeah, yeah.
However, I do have to say this. My daughter's boyfriend's parents are expert chefs, and I am actually heading straight home because I've got to get people to a pool tournament tomorrow morning early, and I happen to have catfish curry waiting for me. So the boys will be eating at Applebee's. I'll be having some really good curry.
How do they have...
I love curry. I've never had catfish curry. That sounds really enticing.
Not many people have, Philip. It's probably because it's not popular.
They're telling me it's catfish, and I'm hoping it's catfish.
So how do they have a pool tournament? You just look at two pools and go, well, that one wins, obviously.
No, how about billiards tournament?
There you go. Okay.
Billiards and pool, they are different. I mean, billiards is the one where you have the two red balls and the one white ball, or the two white balls and the one red ball. I can't remember.
We try not to discriminate here, Philip.
Yeah. I'm part of the all balls matter group.
It's all balls.
All right. So.
We'll get to it. At any rate, I'm looking forward to next week's after night segment, and it's good to be back. It's good to hear you guys, and I'll get to it. And not to sound all hoity-toity, I'm borrowing from James Joyce, or I mean it at least in a limited degree the way he does when he says a work in progress. But my little work in progress is much smaller than, I guess, his either Ulysses or Finnegan's Wake. But that's where I borrow from, a work in progress. So there's no official title yet to this, and mainly because I reference Man of La Mancha, and I forget when I mention things like that, that that's actually a separate work from Don Quixote when I mean it just as Don Quixote, and I don't want to reference the musical, but nonetheless, I have Man of La Mancha in this silly little trifle, and here it goes.
All right.
No further ado, a work in progress. On those days I awaken voiceless, mimes without an audience. I open sundry dictionaries at random to mourn the loss of my truest companions, entrusted by councils from past cultures whose passed-on etymologies transcend their own era. Now in my sullen hour they've become vacuous, inert to my touch like unrivalable bird, palmed once warm and gentle as magicians. Aged as the Man of La Mancha, defeated by a straightforward reflection that demonstrates unmitigated reality and its companion and corollary, everyday empiricism. How mad and estranged I must appear to serious others who measure success by monetary gains as they gaze safely afar, those who chase the imaginary and continue to make sacrifices for nothing more than daily bread. And there it is, fellers.
You can almost hear the windmills in the background.
Yes.
indeed. And Quixote is one of my favorites, but Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good evening and enjoy yourselves, and don't get too rowdy. Did you say something about a rock slide earlier in the show?
No, that was on the week off. They were in a lot of trouble up in the mountains, and something to do with water buffalo and Polynesian strippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds interesting and exciting. So enjoy yourself, and I look forward to next week's engagement. And until then, cheerio, my friends.
Cheerio.
Thank you.
All right. Ciao.
That was Philip from Kentucky on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Boom.
Boom. Throwing some poetry out for us, you know. Kind of like throwing chum to sharks. Gets them all excited and riled up. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just reaching here.
Chum in the water. Uh-huh. You'd be surprised. You know, the first time they ever had me throw out, you know, food to the sharks at the aquarium, I throw it out there, and you're expecting something to happen, right?
Yeah.
Throw it out there, nothing. They couldn't care less.
Whatever.
I'm like, this is a huge letdown here, guys. You're supposed to be all pumped about this.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone that's never a disappointment, please welcome from Texas, she is Jay-Z. Uh-oh. Silky smooth segue.
Following Philip all the time, just so you know.
Well, we do call you the stalker because you do follow Philip.
That after Mariah, and
You know.
I'm going to have to learn how to be number one every once in a while.
Well, you got to learn how to crush those you care about. That's how you get to be number one.
No, you have to have speed dial and the quickest connection on your phone.
My speed dial on my phone is the slowest thing ever. Half the time when I try to use it to call y'all, it's like I end up just pushing it in because it doesn't work.
We should do a World of Outlaws segment. You know how they start their races, right? They do an inverted start. So the first caller would be fifth and the last caller would be first.
So why wouldn't everybody just wait?
Hey, I might get in first if you did that one, J-Bud.
There you go. Sorry, I'm a big racing fan. I try to think of things to even up the field.
Level it out for me.
Yeah.
Always appreciated. Well, the one I'm going to do, this one is for my husband. I just started writing on all poetry also. I'm still at Writer's Cafe. Everybody can still find me there. But I like some of the groups, and one of the groups I've joined is a brevity group. So I've been writing a lot of poems under 20 words.
Okay.
And this one is a short one, and this was just love, kind of a contest, right? I think love in 20 words or less. It's called Being. There, just there. That's all you need to be. You don't have to have answers or fix things. Just the comfort of your touch, the sound of your voice is enough. Being is more than enough. It is everything. End point.
I like that piece as well. See, you are a really good writer.
Thank you.
I am so glad that you share on our show. I thank you for every little bit that you contribute to us. Don't ever stop.
Well, I'm going to try not to. You know, I'll just keep playing y'all forever and ever and ever.
Oh, you know, that's what family's for.
But, you know, I live for the After Dark segment, so next week.
Next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
We will fulfill that need for you next week.
Okay.
All right.
As long as I don't have long silences after I'm done that freak me out, guys.
No, no.
I'll remember. But next time what you might hear is a long silence, but if there is a long silence, what I'll do to make it less is I'll do a fade-in of a high ethereal vocal. So we'll maybe there'll be a silence, and then it'll be like, something like that.
No.
That's less weird.
No, I know us. We'll giggle like 13-year-olds.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. That is probably true. Yeah. Let's just be honest here. That's probably true.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I think we have one more caller.
All right. We do have one more caller.
Okay. Well, I'll let her go. So.
All right. Thank you,
JC.
Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you next week. I was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Pow.
Pow.
Hits the water.
Right in the water. You know, one of these days we're going to have to clean that thing out because I think it's getting pretty full.
We're getting algae on the baseballs.
Okay.
And nobody wants algae on the balls.
No.
Well, it depends on the look you're going for.
Where is that? All right, so we're gonna do it live. Please welcome to the line. She is from Colorado. She is Harley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome to our show.
So thanks. Back.
You know what they say, better late than never.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm visiting my mom in Aurora.
Your mom's over in Aurora? I thought she lived in Inglewood for some reason.
No, my mom is in Aurora. I live in Arvada now.
Uh-huh. And,
yeah, I moved in with my fiance.
I understand the writer's block is kind of, I won't say completely dislodged, but started to free itself up. Have you been using Verbalax?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I actually was able to write a poem not so long ago, so.
Beautiful.
It's coming back.
And are you going to share the poem? Yes, we're absolutely ready.
Yes, I am going to say that. Now, I wrote this story, I wrote this poem because my mom told me that the best way to not mourn anymore is to write a letting go poem. So I did for the loss of my sergeant. It's titled Letting Go. Letting go of you was the hardest thing anyone could ever do. It's taking me almost a full year to fully believe you're gone. You're still here somehow, but I have to let you go. This is going to be hard, but I know I have to do it. You mean the world to everyone, including me. You were my sergeant before my friend, and you did whatever it took to make me the best civilian I am to this day. I'm living the dream, and now I can finally say that someone opened my eyes to what is really important. my life and my family, along with the people I've come to know. Letting go is never easy, regardless of what the case may be. I'm writing this to let you know that I finally come to grasp the fact that you were gone forever. You'll always be in my heart, Sergeant, but I can't keep telling myself you're still here. You're not, and it's killing me. I'm letting you know, Sergeant, not just because I know you're never coming back, but because I need to let go of what I could have never changed. Thank you, Sergeant, for everything, for showing me that I can be happy, that I can look up to the heavens above and that you're watching my every move. Shine bright, Sergeant, and you'll forever be in my heart. I'm letting you go, Sergeant. I'll always remember you. End of poem.
Very well done. Hey, I got a special favor I want to ask you. We've been kind of pushing the fact that we need to spread the word amongst other poets, and I happen to know on good authority that you've got a couple of sisters that write that need to call in our show, too.
They won't.
They should. You should tell them. Uncle Underhill says call his show.
Yeah, say it just like that, because I won't be weird at all.
I've tried, because they know that poetry has always been my thing, and they don't want to take away my spotlight.
They
told me that, and they don't want me to feel like I can't have anything to myself anymore, you know?
I understand.
Because they've already enjoyed wrestling. They're already a part of my life regardless, and I've never really had anything for myself.
You know what? That's totally fine,
too. Fair enough. Yeah, we get that.
But they did say that sooner or later I can read one of their poems.
That'd be awesome. You can call in and cover your sister's work. It's all good.
I will, especially Brooke, since she needs to let her poems out there.
After knowing your family for many, many years, and we have a history because I worked in professional wrestling, I just want to say you guys are amazing people, and I'm glad you're involved in my life.
We're glad you're involved in ours too, J. Todd. Knowing that my poetry was getting out there because of one person is all I could ask for.
Beautiful. That's a great way to put it.
Because before this, I was shy to even enter my poetry in a contest. But now I have enough confidence in myself that I could win it.
That's awesome. Have you won any contests yet?
No. I never figured out a good contest to enter.
Do you have online access?
Yes.
Are you a member of All Poetry yet?
Remember what?
Allpoetry.com?
I am not.
This might actually help you with your writer's block. If you go out there, they've got many, many, many different contests. Some of them have prompts that will stimulate your mind to where you can... Basically, it works like Verblex. It frees the thoughts in your mind to come down to page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Harley, thank you for calling our show.
I'll sign up for that. Thank you for having me again. I'll call again next week.
I'll send you a link.
Sounds good.
To All Poetry when I get to my house.
All right, thank you.
All righty. That was Hardly on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. All right, so, that does it for our return engagement callers.
Do you have anything you'd like to share?
I'll share one more. This is one that's never seen the light of day. In fact, all three I've read... I take that back. Jeanette was actually published the day I wrote it. But the first one and this one are stuff that haven't seen the light of day before today. This one, however, to the best of my recollection, through what I could find and signs and everything that were on the back of the page that I wrote it on, was written in the summer of 1998 while I worked at 103.5 The Fox, Colorado's biggest athletic supporters. Sorry. I couldn't say it without saying the tagline. I'm sorry. So they always had these scrap pieces of paper that were promotions for different things. And one night I was inspired to write a little something while I was on the air. And I actually found it in this big thing of lost poetry that I just kept stuffing scrap pieces of paper in. This is entitled Cosmic Driftwood. Drifting and floating through space and time, cosmic pieces of driftwood gravitating, all bound to this game of life, but no one seems to be celebrating. The one in a million chance two came together into rotation like has happened to me. And I am filled with great elation. Nice. I don't know where that came from. I don't even remember writing it, to be honest. Well, I was overindulging when I worked at the Fox, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
What?
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know.
All's fair in radio, they say.
Well, you know, love and war.
And radio.
Well, no, I actually witnessed the original radio war between KAZY and KBPI here in town, where they were going to great lengths to sabotage each other, giving their radio vehicles flat tires, you know, that sort of thing, urinating in the back of radio vans, just juvenile stuff.
Well, it is radio, like you say.
Stuff we would never think about ever doing ever, to another poetry radio
ever
show.
Ever doing to the four other poetry shows that have tried, just tried being the operative term, to start in Denver, Colorado. I'm kidding.
No, no.
That didn't happen.
All right. So that'll do it for this broadcast. For Michael, JT, and myself, we want to say thank you for tuning in. We urge you to tune in next week. 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Figure it out with Google time conversion after that.
Google the time conversion.
Yeah, Google the time conversion. You'll find out what time it is in your area. Good night, Robert Moreland. Oh, hey, before we do that, should we do a little
You song? Want to close it out?
Let's close it out, right, and then we'll say good night.
There we are.
There we
All
go.
Right, let's close okay, here out. We go. We're gonna try this just for today. No problem. Here we go.
Wherever you're at.